Hello.
I'm Angela. Welcome back to Spill the Coffee. So, sorry for abandoning you guys. I've been busy. That's a lie. I've been doing absolutely nothing. That's also a lie. I've kind of been studying. Whatever. I've been doing some stuff, but not as much as I should be doing. But whatever. I'm trying my best, and that's the most important thing in life. You try your best. Today, there was a catastrophe in my life. My coffee exploded in my school bag, and it basically made every single thing spilled with coffee, which is pretty great considering the title of this podcast. But yeah, now my whole bag smells like coffee. My notebook smells like coffee. My pencil case, everything smells like coffee, which I don't mind, but it's a little bit much. So on today's episode, I thought I might go around the topic of getting over someone, not only romantically, but friendship-wise, I guess. My point of view is probably negative, but that's fine because it works for me. And it's probably very toxic, but I don't care. It works for me. So, like I said, I've been going through some rough patches in my life with men. They just suck. I mean, it's just out there. Everybody knows men suck in like huge capital letters, you know? Like it's men suck. We know. It's a known fact. So how to get over a man? Very easy. Imagine them doing something that just gives you the ick. For me, it's easy because I just get to see it every single day. In my head, in real life, everywhere. He just gives me the ick. He just is the most awkward person and the most self-absorbed person. And also, he's just desperate for female attention. And honey, I'm not going to give you that. You are literally probably the ugliest little duckling I've ever seen. But you do you, honey. You do you. Whatever you think is the right thing, just go ahead and do it. But I'm going to tell you, that's not the good thing. So you're not going to imagine them with other people being happier. No. You're going to imagine them just being themselves in the most horrible way. So you're going to kind of make it in your mind as if they're basically the worst version of themselves, but they're still themselves. It's just imagine the things that give you that ick. It's like, no. Like, for example, imagine him shaving. Just shaving his legs. How is that image? Not very funny. Imagine him enjoying a bowl of cereal and saying, that's so good. That ick. Imagine him running after something in the street. The ick. Imagine him running late to catch the bus and he's just running toward the bus and he has a school bag and it's like floating up and down, up and down. The ick. Imagine him clipping his nails. The ick. It's just like a man doing anything. A man breathes. It gives me the ick. It's there. What else? A man talking to a woman and flexing. It just gives you the ick. It gives you the ick. What else? I'm trying to think. Like, there's so many things that a man can do that just can give you the ick and just can make it disgusting to look at them. I mean, it works if they're ugly. But if you don't see them as ugly, just picture them next to Michael B. Jordan. And you'll be like, oh yeah, he's ugly. He's ugly as fuck. Compared to Michael B. Jordan. Just put your standards up there, you know? You're not going to lower them for a man who's just not even half of Michael B. Jordan. No. We want a Michael B. Jordan. We want a strong black man, or it does not have to be black men. For me it is, but not for everybody. But we want a beautiful, handsome man. We're not going to just settle for the medium ugly. I mean, that's kind of my type. But we're not just gonna settle for the bare minimum. Imagine that guy giving you the worst birthday present you could imagine. It gives you the ick. And that's the bare minimum. We want more than the bare minimum. And if you're not ready to give me everything that I want, go away. You do not deserve me. And that's just how it is. That's how you get over somebody. You have to have that mentality. It also works when you, for me, I've realized I did have feelings for the guy. I did. I'm not going to lie to myself and say, no, I didn't. I did. Let's be honest. But were those feelings stronger than my friendship with him? No. I had a friendship before. And I valued that friendship more than I valued the romantic relationship. Which means he's unattractive. If you think of him more of a friend, then he's just not attractive to you. Honestly, I mean, it was very easy for me because this guy has never been attractive, ever. Like, he would have to get a face transplant. But it's very, very easy to just ugly, oh, gone. Literally out of my mind. He's just a friend. He's not even my friend. And honestly, I don't think I need him as a friend either. I'm kind of realizing he's not that good of a person. He's not what I thought he was. I think he was just projecting what he wanted to be. But I just boosted his ego. So now he's an egotistical, self-centered little bitch. You know, that's funny. That's always very funny. You just change somebody and they become the worst version of themselves. Damn, I made that. I did that. And now you're out of my life. And you're the one who's losing. Because what did I lose? Absolutely nothing. Because look at what you turned into. I'm the best and you literally still suck. So that's a good point. What else? I'm trying to think. Imagine them having no future. Imagine them being... That's my brother coughing. I'm so sorry about that. It's pretty disgusting. But just imagine him not thriving in life. He did not do well. He is poor. He does not have a job. You have to maintain for him. You have to be the ambitious one in the relationship. Nah. You need a man who's driven. And if he's not driven, he's not for you. And I'm not saying it because, oh my God, I need a man who gives me money. No, I want to be rich by myself. I don't need another man. I'm going to try to do it by myself. If I can't, I'll find somebody who will give me that thing. But if you don't find him, and he's the one who needs your support, he ain't worth it, honey. He ain't worth it. Of course, it's a relationship if you support each other, okay? Not only just one. And it doesn't always have to be you who supports the other person. Mm-mm. You're wrong, girl. You're wrong. If he doesn't listen to you, if he doesn't compliment you, if he never complimented you, they suck. Men suck. If they never complimented you, they're not worth it. Like, no. If they tell you you're complicated, honey, I know. You don't have to tell me. I already know I'm complicated, but don't tell me I'm complicated. Don't tell me that. Because that will only make me more self-conscious about myself and how in the future I will get into zero fucking relationships. Because I'm complicated. Fuck you. Just, girl. He's a man. He's not worth it. He's a man. On that part, how to get over a friendship? That's harder. Because friends are probably, for me, more important than a romantic thing ever. Ever. It's just, for me, the connection that I've had with my friends have always been way more, like, they have been more meaningful and deeper than any other connection I've had. And I would never give up my friends for a man or a relationship. I would never, ever, ever do that. But if you ever have to get over to friendship, I would advise to have zero contact. Of course, that's also very good for when you're trying to get over an ex or over a past situationship. No contact at all. Just like, no, they don't exist anymore. Either they've hurt you, or either you've just drifted apart, or you've met other people and now you just are not the same people that you were when you first met. You have to get away from that person. Because if they're out of your life, it's because of something. And you cannot ever go back to the past. The past is in the past, and there's nothing that will change that. And if you keep going back, it'll be like a vicious circle. You fall back for the lies, and you try to give that person another chance. This works for both romantic friendship. If you go back to that circle and it's just, oh, I'm going to give you another chance because you've kind of proven to me that you've changed and that you want this and you want that. And you're kind of proving the point that the things that I didn't want, you're not giving them to me. And the things that I want, you are giving to me. And if that, again, it might be the chance in the moment that, oh my God, that person has actually changed and they're good and they've given you a different perspective of what people can actually do. And I don't know if I'm explaining this myself, but there's like maybe a 2% chance. I don't know. I'm just making it up. But there's way less possibilities that that person actually changes for you than it is that it's just an act. And they just want you back. And when they get bored, they'll do the same thing again. And it's not fun. It's not fun. If they are going through something mentally, they need their space. If you are going through something mentally, you need your space. If things have happened between you two, you fought a lot, there has not been a good relationship in a very long time. It's not going to mean that, oh, I'm going to give it time and then everything will be okay. No. Literally, no. Things will probably go back to the way that they were. And it's just never good to keep turning to your past and to keep doing those things. I mean, love is not like that. Love is evolution. Love is not going back to what you were. Love is changing into someone new with someone new or with someone old, but just that you complement each other. And if you're not complementing each other, then that relationship, that friendship is not working. Because the point of having people in your life is to enjoy your life more, to enjoy it with that other person, and just not be frustrated. Don't just not be happy. I'm getting it confused. Not be sad, not be angry, not be in this state, like this mental state of negativity when you're around that person. And if that person brings that negativity in towards your life, you have to get the hell away from him. You have to get the hell away from him because it's just not going to be good for you. It's never going to be good for you. And that's something I've learned, unfortunately, not the good way, you know, but whatever. I mean, just focus on somebody else, on something else, on yourself, and progress by yourself. There's nothing better than getting over somebody by working on yourself. Once you work on yourself, once you get to know yourself better, once you try to get yourself and your life back together, it's just, you feel so much better with yourself that you know you don't deserve that type of negativity and that type of treatment in your life. And you know you don't deserve it. That's the point. You have to get in your mind that that person does not deserve you. And if they don't deserve you, it's okay. There be other people, there be other moments, and there be things that make you happy, as happy or happier or the happiest. You cannot fixate on one person just because you've only been with that person. You only know that person. You only know that habit of that person. And it's good that things change. I'm 17. I don't want to get a boyfriend and marry that person. I know that's not going to happen. At least I think it's not going to happen, because we are in a, at least for teenagers, I'm speaking as a teenager, we are always we're in constant evolution. We're in constant change. And it's like up and down. It's like a fucking roller coaster. One day you're very happy, and the next it's the worst day of your life. And I don't think that I could just settle for someone in this moment right now. I'm not afraid of commitment. I just know that it's probably not the best for me. And I'm not saying I'm close to love. I'm just saying it's most probably what's going to happen. I'm not going to marry. If I get a boyfriend in 3 months, I'm not going to marry that person. Most probably. I'm not saying it's a fact. It's certain. But I don't think that I would stay with that person for the rest of my life, because there are so many different things that could happen that could change your perspective on things, that could change their perspective on things. I want to be in different cities. I want to travel. I want to work in one place, and then I want to go to another one. And I know my life is probably not going to be compatible with a lot of people. And I know that I'm probably not going to marry the person that I will start dating if I start dating somebody. I don't think that's going to happen. But if I start dating somebody, I'm not going to marry them right now. I obviously, you're not going to have the idea of, I know that this is going to have an expiring date. You know, you're not going to live with that. You're going to live with the moment. You're going to live like, oh, this is my first love. This is what it feels like. I don't know what it feels like. I think it feels good. Am I right? I don't know. And I feel like you have to go through your first heartbreak. You have to go through your first love. You have to go through your first boyfriend. You have to go through your first and your first and your first. And it's not, I don't think it's the right thing to go through all of those things with the same person, because we change. And it's not so sure in life that I change and the other person is going to change in the same way that I did. And it's a fact that I'm going to change. Maybe not in some ways, but I will change in others. And I will have other ambitions, and I will have probably different goals in life than the other person. And that's fine. Because there will be other people that will understand those things and that will complement my life. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my first boyfriend will be that person who understands my life. But it's okay if it's not. And that's so important. Because you can't depend on the idea of someone, of something, of a future. I'm saying that as someone who daydreams in and of my future, and who I'm so excited of what I'm going to do. I'm so excited of how the places I'm going to go to. I'm so excited for my future. I literally constantly dream about it, because it just gets me so excited. And I always have this high expectations of what I thought my life would be, or I think my life is going to be. And maybe that doesn't happen. And it's not okay right now for me, but the idea of it should be okay. It's for my personal experience. I've always had this idea that of, well, I had the idea of when I was younger, that when I grew older, I would have like this incredible group of friends. I would have this incredible and amazing life, and that I wouldn't be in my room sitting here doing a podcast, or that I wouldn't be staying at home on a Friday night because I don't have nobody else to, I have nowhere to go to. And I did not think that ever. And my life is probably disappointing to a lot of people. And it's kind of disappointing to me as well, because I feel like I'm not enjoying my teenage years. But you cannot just have these high expectations for your life, for other people, and for things to work out in the way that you want them to work out. And that's also hard. Getting over the idea of something, of someone. And that is probably the hardest thing I have ever done.
Because getting over someone is easy when you see the reality, but getting over the idea of something that you thought was going to be something or someone that you thought was going to be a certain someone, that is so hard. I would have never imagined that I would have three friends, literally three, four friends. That's it. I would have never thought that. I would have never thought that, I don't know, I would be a fucking boring teenager. I never thought that. And it's kind of okay. It's not the expectations that you should live up to. It's your reality. It's your present. It's your life. And you should do whatever you want to not to make those expectations come true. And it's not it's not the same saying ambition and expectations. I want the things that I consider to be my ambitions. I want to do what I want to do for my work. And that's what I'm doing. I'm studying. I'm doing all of these things to get to that main goal. But that goal is not an expectation. That is what I want to do in life. An expectation would be, for example, I always thought that by now I would be dating the guy I liked last year. Am I dating him? No. Is it okay? Yes. And I'm probably even happier than I would be dating him because that man sucks. And now I've realized that. And it's okay to realize things a little bit later than other people. And it's okay to be a late bloomer and to never have been liked by a guy. And I'm getting to understand that now after 17 years of life and after three or four suffering because of that. And does it still pain the fuck out of me? Yes, it does. It's still very painful to see everybody else around you having those incredible lives and you're still stuck on something. And I'm not stuck on anything, but I just don't have those things. And it's okay to not have those things. I have other things. I mean, I didn't go out a lot last year, but I did get my goal. I got a 10 in every single one of my classes. And that's incredible. That's something I never thought would happen. And that was positive. That thing came out of a negative thing. And it turned out to be positive. I had a very rough year last year. But look at where it got me. And that's because I was fixated on myself. And you're living your life for yourself, nobody else. So if you have to be a little bit egotistical sometimes, it's okay. If you have to be a little selfish sometimes, it's okay. Because you're living for yourself. But never, ever, ever do something to cause harm on other people. That's something different. And that's something is also very hard to get over. The fact that somebody hurt you. And they knew that they hurt you. But they never apologized for it. They never came clean about it. That is something that is also very hard to get over. Because let me tell you, if they didn't come clean about it 3 months ago, they're not going to do it now. Mm-mm. Because that's life. People are not going to own to their mistakes. And I also have not owned for every single one of my mistakes because you feel so ashamed of it. You just don't. Because you're ashamed. But sometimes when you know you fucked up, and I'm learning it now, and I think I've done it for the most part, it's so much better to apologize and to come clean, because that you'll have such a clear mind and you'll have that like weight lift off your shoulders. And that's also pretty great. And I don't know about you, but I want to live my life for me. I don't want to live it for my mom. I don't want to live it for my dad. I don't want to live it for a boyfriend. I want to do it for me. I want to get to the goals that I want to get for me. I want to be remembered. I want to be myself. I don't want to do that for anybody else but for me. Because honestly, and just realizing it, I'm the most important person in my life. And that's always going to be like that. Because I'm the one who's living my life. I'm the one who's making the decisions. I'm the one who's taking all the pain. I'm the one who's struggling to get through high school, and I'm the one who's struggling to get my mental health in a good state. I'm the one who's working out every single day to try to get my body into what I want it to get. I'm the one who's doing everything for me. Yes, people can help, but they're not doing it. They're not doing what you do for yourself. And it's hard, but it's the truth. And you live your life for you and for you only. And it's hard to get over somebody that was there for you all the time. And it's great to have somebody that might help you and that might be there for you. But again, it's your life. It's you who's making all the choices. It's you who are living. Who are living? Did I say that right? I don't know. I got into a very serious conversation and my dad just opened the door. I hope he did not understand a single thing of what I'm saying. Let's just hope for the best. Oh, I have messages. Oh my God, am I popular or something? I'm making new friends as well, and that is also kind of opening my mind. But I don't know. I mean, we can leave that to another episode. Please tell me what you want me to talk about, because I'm kind of lost. I just made this because I literally recorded a little like short audio on my phone the other day because I was like very not in a good place. I was like, fuck, I'm still thinking about him. What the fuck do I do about it? And that's how I was going to start the episode. But I'm realizing I actually don't think of him. I think I finally gotten over him completely. I'm not in pain for whatever he's done. I'm actually happy that things turned out this way because I don't want him in my life. And I like that. I like that I've grown and I've changed my perspective. I really, really like that. So yeah, enjoy your life for you. Don't do anything that doesn't make you happy. Don't do anything because somebody tells you to. Don't do anything you're forced to do. Do it for you. Do what you think is best for yourself without hurting anybody else. Please. Thank you. That's basically it. I don't know if it will help anybody, but I'm just leaving it out there. Just if it helped, give me $50. 50 euros. Thank you. I don't have a Venmo, but you could give it to me in person if you know me. Thank you very much. ASMR. But yeah, I didn't laugh today in this episode. Fuck. I wanted to be funny, but I got in a serious mood. Whatever. I'll get to studying now. And I don't want to. I don't want to do my projects. I don't want to work on the stuff that I have to work on. But it's better this way than not getting what I want, right? Do it for you. Because I'll do it for me. Thank you very, very much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed. I hope it helped. If it did, let me know. If it didn't, don't let me know. But yeah, I love you all very much. If you've listened, you're the best. And I love you very dearly. And I hope that I'll be back soon with a new episode. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast.